Welcome to our Guru Katz podcast, Understanding Addiction, the Science Behind It. Today, we delve into the intricate world of addiction, unraveling the complex interplay between the brain, behavior, and environment. Addiction is a chronic, relapsing disorder marked by compulsive substance use or engagement in certain behaviors, despite adverse consequences. It profoundly alters brain function, particularly in areas related to reward, motivation, and memory. We'll explore various types of addiction, from substances like drugs and alcohol to behaviors such as gambling and internet use. Our goal is to provide a comprehensive understanding of addiction, not just as a failure of willpower, but as a multifaceted medical condition influenced by genetic, psychological, and social factors. Join us as we journey through the science of addiction, examining its stages, identifying effective strategies for combating it, and sharing real-life recovery stories. By the end, you'll gain a deeper appreciation for the challenges faced by those struggling with addiction and the paths to recovery. Thank you for tuning in. In this first part, we delve into the fascinating world of the neuroscience of addiction. Addiction fundamentally alters the brain's structure and function, particularly in areas responsible for reward, motivation, and decision-making. At the heart of this transformation is the brain's reward system, primarily involving the prefrontal cortex, amygdala, and nucleus accumbens. These regions play crucial roles in processing rewards and reinforcing behaviors. Central to the development of addiction are neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin. Dopamine, often dubbed the feel-good chemical, surges in response to rewarding stimuli, creating a sense of pleasure. However, with repeated substance use or engagement in addictive behaviors, the brain's ability to produce dopamine naturally diminishes, leading to increased dependency on the addictive substance or activity to achieve the same pleasurable effect. Brain plasticity, the brain's ability to adapt and change, also plays a significant role. Chronic exposure to addictive substances or behaviors rewires neural pathways, embedding the addiction deeply within the brain's circuitry. This neuroplasticity makes overcoming addiction incredibly challenging, as the brain's new normal becomes dependent on the addictive agent. Understanding these neurological changes is crucial in developing effective treatments and supporting those in recovery. Let's explore now the psychological and social factors contributing to addiction. Genetics play a significant role, with research indicating that genetic predisposition can account for about 40 to 60% of an individual's vulnerability to addiction. Family history of addiction increases the likelihood of developing similar behaviors, as inherited genes influence brain chemistry and susceptibility to addictive substances or activities. Mental health disorders are closely intertwined with addiction. Conditions like depression, anxiety, and PTSD often co-occur with addiction, creating a dual diagnosis scenario that complicates treatment. Individuals may use substances or engage in addictive behaviors as a form of self-medication, seeking relief from their psychological distress, which can perpetuate the cycle of addiction. Environmental factors are equally influential. Early exposure to drugs, peer pressure, and a lack of social support can significantly impact one's risk of developing addiction. Socioeconomic status also plays a role, with higher rates of addiction often observed in communities facing poverty, unemployment, and limited access to education and healthcare. Moreover, the environment in which a person grows up can shape their attitudes and behaviors towards substances. For instance, a household where substance use is normalized increases the risk of developing similar habits. Stressful life events, such as trauma or significant loss, can also trigger addictive behaviors as coping mechanisms. Understanding these psychological and social factors is essential for developing comprehensive prevention and treatment strategies. Addressing mental health issues, creating supportive environments, and mitigating risk factors can help reduce the incidence of addiction and support recovery efforts. In this next part, we navigate through the stages of addiction, illustrating the progression from initial use to full-blown dependency. The journey often begins with initiation, where an individual first tries a substance or engages in a behavior. This stage is typically driven by curiosity, peer influence, or the desire to experience a novel sensation. As the individual continues to use the substance or engage in the behavior, they enter the regular use stage. At this point, the activity becomes a routine part of their life, though it may still be within their control. The frequency of use increases, and the person begins to develop a psychological attachment. Next is the risky use/abuse stage, where the individual starts to use the substance or engage in the behavior in ways that pose significant risks to their health, relationships, and responsibilities. Despite recognizing these risks, the person continues their behavior, indicating the onset of a problematic pattern. Dependence follows, characterized by the body's adaptation to the substance or behavior. Physical dependence manifests through tolerance, requiring more of the substance to achieve the same effect, and withdrawal symptoms when not using. Psychological dependence also develops, where the person feels unable to cope without the substance or behavior. The final stage is addiction, marked by the compulsive nature of the behavior and the inability to stop despite severe negative consequences. The brain's reward system is hijacked, prioritizing the addictive behavior above all else. The person's life revolves around obtaining and using the substance or engaging in the behavior, often leading to significant personal, social, and economic costs. Understanding these stages is crucial for identifying where an individual is in their addiction journey and tailoring interventions accordingly. Early intervention can prevent the progression to more severe stages, while comprehensive treatment plans can help those in advanced stages recover and reclaim their lives. Let's now delve into 10 effective strategies to combat addiction, each offering a unique approach to recovery. The first strategy is behavioral therapy, particularly cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. CBT helps individuals recognize and change negative thought patterns and behaviors associated with addiction, providing tools to manage cravings and avoid relapse. The second strategy is medication-assisted treatment, MAT, which combines medications like methadone, buprenorphine, or naltrexone with counseling and behavioral therapies. MAT is particularly effective for opioid and alcohol addictions, helping to reduce withdrawal symptoms and cravings. Support groups such as Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, and Narcotics Anonymous, NAR, form the third strategy. These groups provide a sense of community and shared experience, which can be crucial for maintaining sobriety. Peer support and accountability play significant roles in the recovery process. Fourth, mindfulness and meditation practices can help individuals stay grounded and manage stress, which is often a trigger for relapse. These practices promote self-awareness and emotional regulation, essential skills for long-term recovery. The fifth strategy focuses on healthy lifestyle choices. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and sufficient sleep can improve overall well-being and reduce the temptation to use substances as a coping mechanism. Relapse prevention planning is the sixth strategy. This involves identifying triggers, developing coping strategies, and creating a detailed plan to maintain sobriety in challenging situations. It's essential for sustaining recovery. The seventh strategy, family therapy, involves the individual's family in the treatment process. This approach addresses familial patterns that may contribute to addiction and provides support to both the individual and their family members. Educational programs, the eighth strategy, increase awareness and understanding of addiction. Knowledge empowers individuals to make informed decisions about their behavior and health. Ninth, professional counseling provides access to licensed therapists who can offer personalized treatment plans and ongoing support. Counseling addresses underlying issues contributing to addiction, such as trauma or mental health disorders. Finally, the 10th strategy is aftercare programs. These programs offer continued support through sober living homes, outpatient services, and ongoing therapy. They ensure that individuals have the resources they need to maintain their recovery journey after initial treatment. Implementing these strategies creates a comprehensive approach to combating addiction, addressing both the immediate and long-term challenges individuals face in their recovery journey. In this last part, we share inspiring real stories of recovery, illustrating the resilience and determination required to overcome addiction. Each narrative highlights different pathways to recovery, emphasizing the unique journey each individual undertakes. Case Study 1 features Sarah, who battled substance addiction for over a decade. Her journey to recovery began with a profound personal crisis that led her to seek help through a rehabilitation center. With the support of CBT and Matt, Sarah gradually regained control of her life. She found strength in a support group where sharing her experiences and learning from others helped her stay sober. Today, Sarah is an advocate for addiction awareness, helping others find their path to recovery. Case Study 2 focuses on John, who struggled with gambling addiction. His addiction led to severe financial and personal losses. John sought help through a specialized counseling program that combined behavioral therapy with mindfulness practices. By addressing underlying issues like stress and low self-esteem, John learned healthier coping mechanisms. He now leads a support group for gambling addiction, providing guidance and hope to others facing similar challenges. Case Study 3 tells the story of Maria and her family's journey through her son's addiction. Maria's son, Alex, became addicted to opioids after a sports injury. The family initially struggled to understand and cope with his behavior. Through family therapy, they learned about addiction and developed strategies to support Alex without enabling his addiction. With the help of a comprehensive treatment plan that included Matt, individual counseling, and family therapy, Alex achieved sobriety. The family's unwavering support played a crucial role in his recovery, highlighting the importance of a supportive environment. These stories underscore that recovery is possible, even in the face of seemingly insurmountable obstacles. They demonstrate the power of community, therapy, and support in overcoming addiction. Each individual's journey is unique, but the common thread is the unwavering determination to reclaim their lives and build a healthier future. Through sharing these stories, we hope to inspire and motivate others to seek help and believe in the possibility of recovery. As we conclude our exploration of addiction in this podcast, we reflect on the intricate interplay of factors that contribute to this pervasive issue. Addiction is not merely a failure of willpower, but a complex, chronic disorder influenced by genetic, psychological, and environmental elements. Understanding the neuroscience of addiction reveals how deeply it alters brain function, making recovery a challenging yet attainable goal. We've delved into the various stages of addiction, from initiation to full-blown dependency, and examined the critical role of psychological and social factors. The stories of Sarah, John, and Maria's family highlight that recovery is possible through a combination of personalized strategies, including behavioral therapy, medication-assisted treatment, and robust support systems. Implementing the 10 strategies we discussed, such as mindfulness, healthy lifestyle choices, and aftercare programs, provides a comprehensive approach to overcoming addiction. Each strategy addresses different aspects of the disorder, offering a holistic path to recovery. Ultimately, addiction is a multifaceted issue that requires a compassionate and informed response. By increasing awareness, providing education, and fostering supportive environments, we can help those struggling with addiction reclaim their lives and achieve lasting sobriety. Thank you for joining us on this journey of understanding addiction. We hope this podcast has shed light on the complexities of addiction and inspired hope for recovery. Stay tuned for more episodes as we continue to explore topics that matter.